Well, it's not the most glamorous side of the computer software business, but what a New Brunswick company does ensures that what the innovators create actually works. Professional Quality Assurance was founded by Keith McIntosh 13 years ago now, and he's certainly seen a few ups and downs over that time. His workforce has bounced from 15 employees, then down to just 2 people, and then up to 100 staffers today. With clients all over the globe, McIntosh is now looking to grow to 300 employees here in the province. Janice McPherson is our Made in New Brunswick guide. She joins us today with the story of Professional Quality Assurance. Hello there.
Hi, Paul.
So for those of us who don't quite get all the ins and outs of the computer software biz, where does this company fit in?
Well, unlike software developers who actually create the product, Professional Quality Assurance, they go by PQA, and they're basically the software and content testers of those products. So they focus, it's a little niche within the software development market. They basically analyze the software, they analyze the processes they use to develop the software, and they go basically and find the bugs. They act as a user, and they dig and dig to find the bugs and the problems that a user might come across in the product so that the developers can actually go back and fix those products before they go to market.
Okay, so if I was developing some sort of product and I thought, okay, let's hand it to someone to see if what I want it to do, it's really going to do. These are the guys. They're the guinea pigs.
These are the guys.
Okay. Tell us about the early years.
Well, Keith's a native New Brunswicker. He grew up in Glassville, a small town, I think it's just east of Florenceville. He started PQA back in 1997. That was working with government contracts initially. And what they did with the government was actually they started automated software testing procedures for the local governments. And then he kind of proceeded into near the late 90s, everyone remembers the scare of Y2K, mm-hmm. and everything was going to crash. And so they ended up being extremely busy prior to Y2K on Y2K testing specifically and dealing with local clients as well as large multinationals. They had Citibank as an example in New York, and Keith spent 8 months in New York working with them just on testing. Assuring them that nothing would happen.
Well, wasn't he smart? And then what happened after that?
Well, nothing exploded.
Yeah.
Computers, kept ticking along. The 2-day, the 2-code thing was not an issue. But what happened because of that, people weren't as concerned necessarily about software after that. And PQA's, the demand for their services just plummeted. And by, I think it was 2004, they were down to about 2 employees, him and another programmer.
Boy, that must have been discouraging.
I think very discouraging. I mean, you look like you're on a growth path and then, nothing bad happens when you think that it could, and that does affect the business like Keith's for sure.
Well, obviously something happened if they went from 2 up to 100.
Yeah, well, I had a great conversation with Keith, and he said he says it mainly with regard to a relationship he had with Macadamian, which is a large corporation that developed a software called FileMaker, which is that we used for Macs initially. And that was a turnaround point for his business. A former employee had contacted Keith and just let them know that Macadamian was in need of software testing, and they didn't actually have software testing done in-house. And Keith made the call and said, these are our services or anything you need right now. And that landed PQA with a contract that let him hire 6 testers and 4 technical writers. And it was just on the way from there. I mean, by 2006, they had 50 people.
What's the potential for a business like this? Are they doing something that most companies don't like to do in-house or don't like to do at all?
I think that's exactly it. As you can imagine, software touches our lives in every respect today. And it's the need for testing is growing because of that. And because there have been issues, we talked about, when we sat down for lunch, we talked about, the Toyota and the acceleration problem, which had made, has made headlines for months here.
Mm-hmm.
And, that wasn't a mechanical thing. He's quite sure that that was a computer glitch. And so they didn't test that software, the computer systems, to the limits they needed to in order to find that before that product went to market, as an example.
And I suppose it makes sense, too, that by handing it over to someone completely unfamiliar with the company, you have a really objective, fresh set of eyes. Anybody else within the company isn't going to be... I mean, it's like handing your manuscript over to an editor.
That's right.
As soon as they look at it, they're seeing it for the first time.
That's
they see
right.
things that the writer doesn't.
Yeah, and always a clean set of eyes on anything is always beneficial.
So how unique is the service that he provides?
Well, you know, you'd mentioned, like, you know, there's people that don't want to do this. It's not necessarily unique what they're doing. It's just that they're actually one of very few suppliers that are doing this because it's really not a pleasant job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no creativity because they're not actually doing the development of the software. You know, we've talked about software developers on the show, you know, a couple times now. And so they're not developing it. But the other part is their job is to tell developers what they're doing wrong. So not only do they have to deliver bad news, they actually have to, you know, try and make it so that the software developer is going to have a really great product in the end.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to be diplomatic, they have to be respectful, and they have to be able to communicate very well in order to, you know, explain the errors that they've come across trying to be regular users of the software.
What's the potential for growth?
Huge. because software is everywhere in our lives, and because of all the issues that we're seeing with regard to, you know, the Toyota example, the potential for Keith's business, I mean, he is one small company, but there are very few people doing software testing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're a supplier, but there's a much greater demand than what he can supply. You know, he's quite confident. He wants to, you know, build jobs in New Brunswick. The beauty of this is he has clients from all over the world, but all the work gets done here in New Brunswick. So any, you know, all the jobs are here. People spend their money here, you know, and he believes that he'll be able to get to that 300 mark, which he's been striving for the last couple of years.
Well, that's certainly a nice sized company, no question there.
It is, yeah. I think he's going to, you know, there's definitely going to be a lot more challenges. I mean, when you grow from a two-person firm to 50, okay, but when you go to 50, from 50 to 300, there are so many issues you have to worry about with regard to human resources, training, you know, trying to find the people here locally.
Yeah.
You know, just office space as an example, just trying to man the capacities to
and keeping your sales up to pace as well.
Yes.
I mean, you don't want staff there sitting around doing nothing, not servicing any contracts.
That's it. You know, you don't want to go out and he actually spends a lot of his time traveling. He says that's, you know, that's the one thing he's not so crazy about, but, you know, he was away four times back and forth across the continent basically this past month just in getting contracts.
That's when you start to say you're the victim of your own success.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. He gets to be away from family, unfortunately, but it's paying off for his business.
Interesting company. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
Janice McPherson's our guide to what's made in New Brunswick. She joins us every Monday at this time to talk about New Brunswick entrepreneurs. McPherson's an entrepreneur and the program manager for the Wallace McCain Institute for Business Leadership at UNB in Fredericton.